Hey there, I'm Chardonnay, and if you are in dire need of getting your hair did and you're in the Houston, Texas area, come on down to Crown by Nay. I specialize in natural and extension services. Natural relax, weave, wig installations, pixie cuts, anything that you need. So come on down to Crown by Nay, that's CrownBynae on Instagram. Check me out.
Yo, what's up, my people? This is your boy E, and this is another episode of the Truth Podcast. Yo, I want to do a quick episode because I had something on my mind that I want to get off. I need to get it off my chest real quick, so I'm just riffing real fast, but it was hot on my mind, so I just need to get it off. And I was thinking, I was sitting here and I was having like a epiphany or a revelation of how what we need to do to change how we are going into this new year. You know, how we need to change how we go about dealing with the trauma and tragedy and the negativity of last year. Because last year was a rough one. Last year was tough as shit. And I got other episodes I'm going to do about some of the things that I need to, you know, address from last year. But in this episode, I just want to talk about the art of letting go. And what I mean by that is just letting go of those things that bind you, those things that bog you down as far as past relationships, you know, jobs, grief, arguments, your emotions, feelings, things that mean you no good. You know, you have to step into a new year with new thoughts and a clear mind and new ways of thinking, you know, new ways of being. So that's what I've been thinking about. So when I say let go, I understand that it's not a thing that you can just wake up and pop. You let go and if everything is good. No, it's a process. It takes time. It's not something that you can take lightly. But you have to be able to make the decision that I'm going to start the process of letting that thing or those people or those things or those situations go. Don't let them be an anchor. You know, people walk into the new year and they always make these resolutions about, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and I'm going to do this and it's going to be the new year and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, yeah, you all good in the first couple of weeks of the year, but by Valentine's Day, we still doing the same shit we was always doing. Nah, we got to stop that. We have to stop going in the same cycle of just talking cliches and spitting out these mundane, same old ways of thinking and actually make a conscious effort to say, hey, I'm going to do something different. You know what I'm saying? When I look at last year, man, it was rough. But I say it's a lot of things in that year. I say, I got to let it go. When you're in a relationship and you're with someone who doesn't want you or has done you bad, or who you feel like didn't give you what you felt you had coming or did you deserved or whatever. Sometimes you can fight all day, you can try to get your point across, you could be right as rain, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes you just gotta let it go. You might have family members who treat you a certain way, or every time you're around they make you feel less than, or you're feeling judged, or whatever case may be. Sometimes you gotta let them go because you need to be enjoying your right now. And that's my mantra, man. I know you have to plan for the future. And I know you have to respect the past, but you have to enjoy your right now. And the process of planning for the future and making sure your future is the best is enjoying it right now. So if I'm in my right now and I'm doing everything I can to live my right now the best way I can, then therefore that sets me up for the future. And it respects my past because now I learn from the things that did that got me to where I am right now. You know what I'm saying? So respect your right nows. You know what I'm saying? You know, embrace your right nows. Love the right now. This is always right now. It's always right now. You know what I'm saying? So live the best way you can in your right now. You know, do what you want. And I hate when people take the phrase do what you want in a negative way, like that's a negative thing. No. If you're a good person, doing what you want is always going to be a good thing. And it needs to be a good thing for you and everybody around you and the people who mean you well and the people who mean you to bring positivity to you. You know what I'm saying? Not the people who got negativity and who's around taking and zapping away, you know, taking all your glory and taking your energy and holding you down. No, you do what you want to do in your right now, and it'll be able to benefit everybody if you're doing the right thing, if you're doing good things, if you're doing positive things, you know. But you can't do that if you're holding on to so much baggage, you know what I'm saying? Like that, like the song Erykah Badu got, Bag Lady, you know what I'm saying? You're holding on all these bags, you know, you're going to miss your bus, you can't hurry up because you got too much stuff, you know what I'm saying? You got to move on. Let that shit go. You know, like I said, I'm not acting like that is just easy or speaking in a way that, you know, is disrespectful to say, you know, I can just say, hey, I'm done and I'm cool and I just move on. Everything is cool. No, it's a mental process. It's an emotional process. Your heart has to get better. You know what I'm saying? Time heals all. At least try. You know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with things as things like grief, you know what I'm saying? That's heavy. And there's no set way of dealing with that. And I'm not ever saying just let go of how you felt about that person you may have lost or whatever case may be. But you can't put that weight around your neck forever holding on to that grief, because as sad and tragic as it may be, life is death. It's going to happen. It's going to happen to every one of us. And somebody's going to be mourning somebody, and somebody's going to be mourning you, and you're going to be mourning somebody else. Like, that's just life. And we're here long enough, you're going to mourn a lot of people if you're lucky enough to. You know what I'm saying? So you have to learn how to deal with that trauma. You have to learn how to deal with that grief. And you have to learn how to let it go and live with it. You know what I'm saying? I've lost people in my life. You know, lost some very, very important people in my life. You know what I'm saying? But I've learned to live with the memory of them, the positivity they brought in my life, as opposed to always thinking about the fact that they're not there anymore and why they're not here and what I could have done different, and I wish they were, you know, I wish they were here, and, you know, all those things that, you know, grief brings to you, and that pain, that hurt that you can't see and touch and feel and talk to and hear that person no more. You know what I'm saying? It hurts. Believe me, I know. You know what I'm saying? And some people have experienced way heavier grief than I have. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't, and I'm not trying to say mine is better than anybody else's, or anybody else's is better than mine or heavier than mine or whatever the case may be. Everybody's different, you know? But the way you have to move forward is kind of let go. You know, if they peel away those negative feelings, that it's hard. Don't get me wrong, it's hard as shit, you know. But when it comes to grief, it's like I said, it's a process. It's you have to take that time to say, hey man, it hurts my grandmother. My grandmother's not here. You know what I'm saying? My grandmother's my best friend. I even did a whole episode about her, you know? But man, it bothers me that I'm not here to tell her so-and-so, or for her to tell me a joke and make me laugh, or for me to, you know, to just hear her voice and let me know I'm okay, or tell me I love you, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it hurts that I felt, you know, yeah, nobody really asked me how I felt, or nobody really gave me a hug and said it's gonna be okay, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, you have to let that shit go. You know, so I had to learn how to say, you know what, let me just move forward and enjoy those memories I have of her. Don't think about the negativity. Don't think about the pain. Don't think about the hurt. Don't think about the absence that the, you know, that person leaves when they're gone. Don't think about that void, you know, just kind of focus on the right now. Again, focus on the right now and focus on the positivity that person was to you, you know, and that's the best way you can do it, you know. So when you're dealing with grief, when you're dealing with having your heart broken, you're dealing with regret or whatever, you know, one thing you have to do is you shouldn't be regretting any decision that you've made because you thought you were making the best decision for you. Sometimes things don't work out. So let go of that regret. You did it. You done it. Maybe it didn't work out. Maybe it didn't go the way you wanted it to. Maybe it didn't go the way you wanted it to. Okay. Get it back. Wipe the slate clean. Fix it. You know, wipe the slate clean. Build it up again. Wipe the slate clean. Try it again. You know what I'm saying? Let that go because it's not going to do you any good. You can't get better. You can't evolve. You can't build if you're holding on to too many things. Your hand full of rocks. How you gonna build anything? You know what I'm saying? Put that shit down. Let it go. Let that anchor. Cut that anchor off your leg and keep going and move forward. You know what I'm saying? Don't let it drag you down. Don't drown with that shit. Don't drown with that grief and that heartache and that regret and that anger and everything else. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the jealousy. You know, all those negative feelings, you know, you looking at somebody else and wishing you should have been where they were, or they should have, you know, they shouldn't get what they got, why I ain't got it, and shit like that. Man, let it go. Let it go. Build yourself up. Wipe your slate clean and let it go and be better. And in that, in doing that, always cherish the things that are around you that's positive. You know what I'm saying? You cannot just poo-poo away situations that mean that bring you positive energy and just take them for granted. You know what I'm saying? I have a friend that me and this guy don't talk ever. You know what I'm saying? We talk every once in a while. Once every 6 months or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's just kind of, you know, guy he is. He's just a loner. He's a by himself type dude. And I respect that. That's just how he is. So we got a mutual respect for each other. But as soon as we get back in contact with each other, we're talking, we're always a buck. We're always 100. You know what I'm saying? No matter what. And it's always love. You know what I'm saying? Because I appreciate the genuineness of this guy. I appreciate the down-to-earth 100. This dude is the realness of this guy. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that. And I appreciate that energy, that vibe we got for each other. Like, we brothers, you know? And I look at that and I thought about that and I said, man, I love this dude. He told me the other day, man, I love you, man. And I had to think about, like, damn, that's real shit. That's a relationship or a vibe or energy I have to cherish and I have to cultivate. You know what I'm saying? Don't focus on, you know, it's weird that y'all don't talk or whatever and y'all don't do blah, blah, blah and blah, blah, blah. You know, forget all that. Everything ain't supposed to look a certain. Everything is supposed to look a way that everybody think it's supposed to look. It ain't all defined by the way people try to make it. You know what I'm saying? People try to put things in their own light to say it should be this way. It should be X, Y, and Z. So therefore, if it don't look this way, then it's not valid. If it don't look this way, then it's not genuine. And that's bull. It could be any way you want it to be. You know what I'm saying? That goes for any relationship you have or any situation you're in. You define your happiness. You can decide if something means something to you. And doesn't mean anybody else gets to dictate that. You know, so that's what I mean by living in your right now, enjoying your right now, and letting go of things of the past that don't matter. So therefore, you're able to enjoy the right now and build for the future. You know, so even in this talking, I'm kind of me. Every word I say is is kind of cathartic to me, because yeah, I'm slowly but surely letting things go, letting go of 2023, all the hurt and pain and tragedy and stress and aggravation and the arguments and the bad blood and the bad relationships or whatever case may be. Letting all that shit be there, and maybe I can start over. Maybe some of them I can, maybe some I can't, and I have to leave their ass there. But the ones that I can, yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I build them up differently than what I built them up before. Maybe I build them wrong. I built them wrong the first time. Maybe I build them a different way. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to always, from this point on, look at the ones that cherish me, and I'm going to cherish them the same. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give them what they give me. It's going to be about reciprocity. I'm going to give you my positive energy. You give me your positive energy, and we'll deal with that. We'll go forward from there. You know what I'm saying? That's how we're going to deal with that. That's how I want to live my life. And that's how that is my art of letting go all the things that have held me down, all the things that have kept me, you know, stressed and angry and thinking about, you know, the you know, why I didn't get, or why they feel, and why they didn't do, and why they didn't give me, and why, you know, nah, I'm letting that shit go. Because I know me, and you should know you. And if you know you're a good person, if you know you're about something positive, you know you're about making things better, making yourself better, making your family better, making your people better, making your surroundings better, making your family better, if you know your friends better, if you know you're about positivity and making things around you better, and that's all you're about, and you have the compassion and the kindness and the genuineness and the realness to be upfront, honest, and true and empathetic towards everybody around you, anything somebody brings to you as negativity, you ain't even got to accept it. I don't owe you. I don't owe you that time. I don't owe you that space in my life. You know what I'm saying? I don't owe you anything unless it's something positive, or unless you giving me what I'm giving you, you know, regardless of what it is. So I don't owe you that. I don't owe you that space. You know, you don't reserve a space in my life and think you just going to give me whatever you feel like you're going to give me. No, we're going to give each other what we both need, you know. And it's going to be something positive. It's going to be something good. It's going to be something that moves us both forward, that puts a smile on my face, that makes my heart smile, that brings that positive energy out of you. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing soft about it. There's nothing weak about it. It's okay to be okay. And the way you become okay, and the way you remain okay, is by letting go all that bullshit that didn't mean you any good. So, I just wanted to say that real quick, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll expand on this a little later, you know what I'm saying? Just things I just wanted to get off my chest and just put out there. But, you know, this ain't the most articulate episode, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm really just coming off the cuff, and I know I kind of fumbled over some words and everything else, but I just really needed to get that out, get it off my brain. Because I'll be thinking about shit, and I'll be like almost shaking, like I need to say something to somebody. And then sometimes you ain't got everybody to talk to, you know what I'm saying? Everybody don't want to hear you talk. So this is my way, this is how I vent. This is my avenue to run my mouth, because some people are like, damn, you talk a lot. Yeah, I do, but yeah, it is what it is. I'm just trying to get it out, you know, make myself feel better, and hopefully my words, somebody, if it's just one person, they hear my words, and it gives them a spark, it gives them an idea, it makes them feel better about their situation, or where they're going, or give them an idea to say, okay, this is how I can get better. Or they feeling like they can't get better, and they say, well, shit, yes I can, because he just said I could. You know what I'm saying? He just gave me the blueprint. He just gave me an idea of how I can. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason I talk this way, or had these thoughts, or want to put those out there, because it's not about me. It's about that one person, or however many people. And if it's just, like I said, if it's just one, I appreciate the one that might be just like, damn, I needed that, bro. I needed to hear that. I need to hear those words. You know, I need to feel that. I feel better about myself. I can go on to the next day. I can fit in my right now and say, you know what? I'm better off than most. And I can be better off, and I can be as good as some, or not even, or even better. You know what I'm saying? I can get better. As long as I got breath in my lungs and I open my eyes the next day, I have the opportunity to get better. You know what I'm saying? So, thank you for listening. Thank you for being with your boy and enjoying another episode of The Truth. I'll be back again with another episode. Like I said, this was just me riffing real quick. Just wanted to get that out. But I'll be back pretty soon with another episode of The Real Offspring of Failure. Peace. Yo, thank you for listening to another episode of The Truth Podcast. This is your boy, and I would love if you guys would press that favorite button if you enjoyed what you heard. If you want to help me get bigger and evolve this podcast into something special, hit that support button. I would really appreciate it. And if you just like what you're hearing and you think what I have to say might resonate with someone else, please share with everybody. Share with somebody. And then after that, share with somebody else. Hey, I'm here every week. Thank you guys for being here. And again, I love you. And damn it, I hope you love me back.